Hello?
Hey, is Ron in?
Yeah, this Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy. What's up?
Good. Just got your voicemail here, and sorry it took me a while to get back to you. It's been crazy busy today on a Monday.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So, you got a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to call you. I know I was trying to get you more and more money here. I want to be able to see if we can help you purchase that business. The most money I was able to get right now is around
$30,000. Wow, okay.
Yeah, I know it wasn't what you were looking for. I got it bumped up just a tiny bit. It was right below 25. Got an extra $5,000. That was the best I can do. But what's really great about the program that I got you, Ron, is that halfway through, if you need to renew and get more money, I actually have the program where we can forgive your interest on your current loan and kind of restructure it. So instead of you taking out, you know, like multiple loans and you having to pay double the interest, I got it to where set up to where you don't have to do that.
Okay.
It's a great program. The rate, for at first, let me tell you this. Let me tell you what we got it to. The first it came to, we had at a 1.45 factor rate. So you'd be paying back $43,500 on that 30. But I got it dropped down for you to a 1.32. So you're paying $39,600 back over the course of a year. Okay, so it's a great approval, and like I said, on top of that, 6 months into it, we can get you more money. So I know you were looking for 45 to 50, but I can tell you that the 30 is a lot better, you know, to come up, and now you only have to look for anywhere between 15 to 20 to make this happen.
Now, is this a true line of credit?
It's not a line of credit, okay, so it's a fixed fixed loan. Okay, so you're going to borrow the 30, and you're going to pay back 39. So mm-hmm. You could do whatever you want with the 30,000. We're going to deposit it in your bank account, and just take it from there. You can do whatever you want. We don't keep track. You start paying this back with a daily amount of $157.14 a day, Monday through Friday. Okay, we don't do it on the weekends. And like I said, 6 months into it, we're able to revisit this program, get you more money, forgive whatever interest you have left on that, and get you a better term. So I can get you
this
money. Go ahead.
So this is basically like a year's note.
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah.
Correct. But keep in mind, too, with this, you're also creating that relationship with us, right? So we've never done business with you before. So we would love to, you know, the program I got you on, I mean, I don't know, you can believe me or not, but I deal with many businesses, and we don't put them on this type of program. So I know you've had maybe working capital loans before in the past, and I can almost bet that you've never been on a program where they forgive the interest that you've taken it out. You know, so this program we have specifically, we do not offer to many people. We only do this with people that we want to renew halfway through, and we feel like they can handle it. That's the only reason why we're offering that to you.
If and let's just say that, you know, we went 6 months down the road, and mm-hmm. you know, we applied for more, and we're also applying for a different term as well. Is that right?
Correct, different term.
Yeah. Well, I want to think about it a little bit. I got to study all this over. Naturally, I mean, it's not number one. It's not getting me everything I need, but I definitely want to keep the lines of communication open, and I'd like to. I mean, how long? You know, I haven't even talked with this gentleman since Saturday. You know, it very well could be that he's already sold. And then another thing that I've kind of been thinking about, because I went up and met with him last Friday, and I got a full list of, well, pretty much a full list of everything that's in there. And, you know, I've kind of been, over the weekend, I kind of sat down and I kind of went over the list of all the inventory of everything he's got. And, you know, and it's actually a hell of a deal. I mean, it is a hell of a deal. It's probably, there's probably $100,000 worth of stuff in there.
Go ahead.
The other thing is, you know, I'm sitting there looking at it and I'm thinking, well, you know, I wouldn't necessarily have to have all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some of that stuff that, you know, I could maybe sell back off or maybe might not need. You know, just, you know, he's got another outdoor wood furnace that goes with the deal. You know, I've already got an outdoor wood furnace. You know, I don't know that I really need another one. But, you know, thinking was, you know, well, you know, maybe I could take a lesser amount of money and maybe just go buy a planer motor.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, kind of step into it gradually.
There you go.
Yeah, just, you know, but then, you know, I kind of look, you know, that was on the positive side. Then on the negative side, you know, I got to looking at some planers and four-sided motors, and, you know, and it's like, my gosh, you know, if I'm going to spend that much, I mean, might as well go ahead and buy this guy out.
You make a great point. And for me, from a business owner perspective, you know, me looking at it, if you're able to get it for about $40,000-$45,000 with $100,000 worth of equipment, you're going to make $40,000-$45,000 off the equipment that you don't need, just selling it off.
Right. And
easily.
And it'll probably be tough to get it maybe for less than $50,000. Unless he said he had, and I know the guy real well. You know, I know him real well. I've done business with him for a long time, and you know, of course, that don't mean anything. But
why don't you give him an offer he can't resist? Why don't you work something out with him? Be like, hey, look, this is my plan. I don't need all this equipment, but I do want a lot of this equipment. It'll help grow my business. You know that. You've been working with me for years. How about I give you $30,000 right now this year? Give me a year to sell some of this equipment, and then I'll give you another $30,000. So that way he gets $60,000 instead of the $50,000 that he's looking for. You can only pay him $30,000 right now. He gives you a year, and you have a year to go through the equipment that you don't need and sell off to help get the other $30,000.
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Do you have something like down, like the a printout or something that shows the terms and so forth? Yeah. Why don't you email that to me?
Sure.
Yeah. Email that to me where I can, you know,
take a look at it.
In the meantime, I'm going to look it over and have time to think and ponder about it. And in the meantime, I may wait until tomorrow and or even the next day and touch base with him and just see, because when I met with him, when I talked to him the other day, you know, he said, well, I'm going to get a hold of the other guy that, you know, that's been looking at it. And he said, you know, basically he's just going to get with him and say, hey, I got somebody else interested. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's looking for the best offer, of course. You know, he's trying to sell his
right, and it's kind of a situation where, you know, the other guy that he's been working with, I mean, he's you know, he's already been there. They've already went into the shop. They've already did a complete inventory of everything, and you know, he's a little bit deeper into it than I am. And but at the same time, there hasn't been any commitment made or, you know, there hadn't been any speaking of, well, don't you sell it without calling me first, or, you know, here's a down payment, you know, none of that's taking place. So,
okay.
All right. Well, email me that and let me look that over and think about it. And, we'll see what we can come up with.
Absolutely. I'll leave this open for about a week or so. They like to get things wrapped up quickly around here, but I'll go ahead and notate it. I'm in charge of your file. I'll leave it open. If you need me, you have my number. Just give me a call, okay? And keep in mind, if it is a go, it'll take me about 24, 48 hours at the max to get it in your bank account. So just keep that in mind when you're talking to the gentleman.
Well, that's fine. And, you know, but I mean, this to me, this is also good to know. You know, this is good information to know, too, you know, as far as, and I don't want this to sound negative, but, you know, let's say he's already sold it or I decide not to do the deal or whatever the case is. You know, you and me have already done the legwork. I know that you all would have to take, you know, let's say I decided not to do this and I called you up 6 months from now and said, hey, let's go ahead and do that 30.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I know you'd probably have to take a look at some things again, but you know, at least in my mind, I know that that's there, you know, mm-hmm. as a backup. So that's helpful. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, email that to me and we'll hash it all out.
You got it, Ron. Let me know if you have any other questions. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.